Star 88.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. Talking with my buddy today, Curtis Smith. Curtis, going to help us out in how our community feels, how we can get healthier, and what we can do, and things we need to be aware of. And since he's now with a new company that we talked about recently, I think he has a little insight on this. Curtis, my friend, how are you?
Melissa, I'm doing well. It's a strange season of life for me as I make a transition professionally, but it's really good. And it's something that I completely feel led by God to, and I can feel his presence with me step by step. So I'm trusting in God to see what the future looks like, even though I don't know what it looks like, but things are good.
That's awesome. So you're with Crosswinds and
yes.
Lifeline, but knowing that these are people that help others going through a difficult crisis situation. And you know what? If you need help, let me just say that right now. If you're going through anything, it's okay to get help. Don't be afraid to talk about what's going on in your life. And Curtis, we know the whole world is going through a crisis at the same time. So we have that in common. But every community I feel like is unique and different. And I feel like Fort Wayne and our whole listening audience, which is outside of Fort Wayne too, this region is unique. And so based on what you think the climate is here, and maybe you all have some of those discussions and counseling, what is it you think that we need to be aware of and address?
Yeah, I think a couple of things, and I am certainly no counselor, but I have had the pleasure of getting to know some of our counselors here over this first month or so with Lifeline and Crosswinds, and they're just amazing people who dive in to messy situations sometimes and really help people. They have helped so many people. And one of the things that I love about our community is that some of that stigma seems to be going away. You just kind of alluded to it. It's not a problem to need help. It doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. We all need help sometimes. We all need help at different times in our lives. And that's something that I feel like I've seen our community especially start to embrace, is getting rid of that stigma and just being able to say more readily than other cities, we need help. I need help. Our family is struggling. This pandemic has gotten to me in ways that I wasn't able to fully process initially. And I'm struggling in a number of ways, and I just need someone to talk to. And that's the thing that's been so encouraging for me, is just to see how many people are now willing to say that and to step into a space where, rather than struggling alone, they come alongside and get some help.
I think that's key, to be able to say to people, get help. It's okay, get help. And
yeah.
I want it to be a cool thing. You don't want people to feel like, you know, yeah, I talked to somebody. They helped lead me, guide me, and direct me. And maybe you can explain that just a little bit in a little bit of time we have. What's that like for someone to get help? How does that feel?
I think it feels empowering, actually. I think there's probably, you know, some fear. And it's probably scary right at first, the first time you take that step. But I think it's actually empowering, because you start to see the progress pretty quickly. And we've heard that from our counselors so much, that when they dive in with people, there's an instant turning of the corner. And sometimes there's a lot of progress to be made, and it's not going to happen overnight. But there is instantly a recognition of, oh, this feels good. This was the right decision. This feels better. This is helpful for me just to have conversations. And we work with people who are struggling with all sorts of things. So something that might seem like a little thing to someone is a big thing to somebody else.
Yes.
And it's something that they're mentally struggling with and they need help with. And so it's I think the best word for it is empowering.
I think that's good, Curtis. And I think we'll leave it right there and say, because you're connected to our friends at Crosswinds, that we have your information and the connection to Crosswinds on my conversations link right now. If you just say, hey, I probably need to talk to somebody, here's how to do that. So I think our main purpose in our discussion today is to let you know that if you feel like it's too much, you can't do it by yourself. You don't have to. God provides doctors for us. He provides the medical field for us when we have needs, and he provides for our emotional needs also. So Curtis, thank you. We'll do it again soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, Melissa.
Great. Curtis Smith. And if you need to know more about what we're talking about and how to get help, it's on my conversations link right now at star883.com.